Text for this Ash Wednesday, our gospel reading from Luke 23, especially these words. And he said to him, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. People of Israel learned that well in Ezekiel 9. There was destruction coming, not six warriors, but an entire army from the north. God was sending the Babylonians and their terrible army to bring judgment and justice on his people. God was leaving the temple, leaving the city, leaving his people. Yes, that man with the linen robe, with the writing case, would mark the mark upon all of those who grieved over the abominations, mark them with the cross. But how many were there? Not many. For all the others, they would be struck down. The temple defiled, thrown down. And God's people taken into captivity. The guilt of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. Remember that you are dust. To dust you shall return. They learned it. For the wage of sin is death. It was clear, wasn't it? The thief on the cross, he learned it too. He was a criminal. He admitted as much, been tried and convicted by the Romans, their justice system, capital crime. And he was hung on the tree. He knew he was guilty. He knew he deserved it. And there was nothing he could do. What could he give for his life? There was nothing. What could he give to God to make up for all of the bad that he had done? He had nothing to give. And there was no way he could do anything anymore. He was moments from death. Would God even listen to his prayer? The prayer of a sinner. He knew he was dust, and to dust he would return. Of course, the answer is the same. It's always been the same. For those in Ezekiel's day, the answer was clear. Jesus only. To turn back to God and repent of their sins, to put away their false gods, and to listen to the prophets of God who spoke God's word to them. The answer was to trust and rely in God above all things. Jesus only. And for those few who are marked with the Incan cross, they still relied and trusted on Jesus only. Although the guilt of the house of Israel and Judah was exceedingly great, still, there were some. It's the same answer that man hung dying next to Jesus. There's nothing he could do to make up his sins. No thing he could offer to God. There was only one answer. And in the moments of death, what can you do? Jesus only. His eyes saw it. Jesus only. Probably the last thing he saw, Jesus only. He knew that that was all he needed. There was nothing more, just Jesus. What about you? Paul says that you were dead in your sins and trespasses in which you once walked, as dead as the people of Israel, as dead as that thief on the cross. What about you? It's the same, isn't it? God never changes. It's always the same. Whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, today or tomorrow, it's always the same. Jesus only. But God, being rich in mercy, isn't that amazing? That God would be merciful to those sinners in Ezekiel's day, and mercy to that criminal hanging there in Jesus' day, and merciful to us in our day. Not just merciful, but rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us. Yes, God loves you. He loved those in Ezekiel's day. He loved those hanging on the trees next to Jesus. And yes, he loves you. Of course. That's why the Father sent his Son. That's why Jesus came and took on flesh. That's why Jesus went to the cross and offered himself there. For you. Because God is rich in mercy, because he loves you. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It's a gift of God, so that no one could boast. Jesus did it. It's done. It's finished. He said as much on the cross. It is finished. And he shows it. Not just there on the cross, but throughout all of history. As he seeks and saves his own, those groaning over the abominations, those seeking Jesus only, those who understand who they are, sinners, and whose they are, the Lord's. Yes, you were dead in your sins and trespasses, but not anymore. Isn't that what Paul says? Now you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus in your baptism to do good works. You are alive in him. The one who died has set you free, that you who were dead would never die, but live now and forevermore. That is what Jesus offers to those so long in the past, and to us even today. The same thing, Jesus only. Is it enough for those remnant in Ezekiel's day? For that criminal hanging on the cross, for Paul, it was more than enough. For us sinners today, Jesus is enough. It's where our Lenten journey takes us, to see who we are and who our Savior is. He has rescued us. It's all we need, that he would grant us, sinners, forgiveness, life, and salvation in his name. Amen.